जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo, oh, Haribo, Haribo. Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna. We are reading today Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Divinity and Divine Service, Text number 34. Bhavayati esha sattvena lokanvai loka bhavanah lilavatara nuratoh Devatiryannadadishu Bhavayati esha sattvena Lokanvai loka bhavana Leelavatara nurato Devatiryannadadishu Bhavayati esha sattvena Lokanvai loka bhavanah Leelavatara nurato Devatiryannaradishu Bhavayati esha sattvena Lokanvai loka bhavanah Leelavatara nurato Devatiryannaradishu Bhavayati esha sattvena Lokanvai loka bhavanah Leelavatara nurato Devatiryannaradishu Word to word translation Bhavayati maintains, Eshaha, all these, Satvena in the mode of goodness. Lokan all over the universe. Vai generally. Loka Bhavanaha, the master of all the universes. Leela, pastimes. Avatara, incarnation. Anuratha, assuming the role. Deva, the demigods. Tiryak, lower animals. Nara Adishu, in the midst of human beings. Translation and purport. Thus the Lord of the universes maintains all the planets inhabited by demigods, men and lower animals. Assuming the roles of incarnations, he performs the pastimes to reclaim those in the mode of pure goodness. There are innumerable material universes, and in each and every universe, there are innumerable planets inhabited by different grades of living entities in different modes of nature. The Lord Vishnu incarnates himself in each and every one of them, and in each and every type of living society. He manifests his transcendental pastimes amongst them just to create the desire to go back to Godhead. The Lord does not change his original transcendental position. But he appears to be differently manifested according to the particular time, circumstances and society. Sometimes he incarnates himself or empowers a suitable living being to act for him. But in either case, the purpose is the same. The Lord wants the suffering living being to go back home, back to Godhead. The happiness which the living beings are hankering for is not to be found within any corner of the innumerable universes and material planets. The eternal happiness which the living being wants is obtainable in the kingdom of God. But the forgetful living beings under the influence of material modes have no information of the kingdom of God. The Lord therefore comes to propagate the message of kingdom of God, either personally as an incarnation or through his bona fide representative as the good son of God. Such incarnations or sons of God are not making propaganda for going back to Godhead only within the human society. Their work is also going on in all types of societies, amongst demigods and those other than human beings. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, second chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Divinity and Divine Service. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute సప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి ఋషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ సీక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ద అసెంబ్ల్డ్ డివోటీస్ సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ ఫర్ ద గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఫర్ మై ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ అండ్ ఫర్ యువర్ ప్లెజర్. Today we are concluding this chapter, Divinity and Divine Service. So in this chapter we have received various answers to the sages of Naimisharanya. This is the last question which they asked, that why Krishna appears in this material world. So he appears to reclaim the people who are in the mode of goodness. So there are two statements in this verse translation, that the Lord first of all creates this material universe with all the planets in which we find demigods, all other animals, human beings, etc., etc. And then he also maintains them all for all the time. And for that maintenance he basically appears in this universe. So Ishopanishad, Sri Ishopanishad says that Ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena taktena bhunjita magrad kasyachid dhanam. So this is a simple formula he has given, that okay, you don't want to live with me, come here and I'll provide you everything. Just follow this Ishavasyam, that everything is controlled by and maintained by, basically owned by and controlled by me, that is Krishna. And tena taktena bhunjita, that Krishna has decided and given the specific quota for each and every living entity to sustain and have an experience to find satisfaction here. So overall his idea is to get, you get frustrated and then approach me. That's the main thing. And in that, magradha kasyachid dhanam. He said, do not encroach on another's property, knowing that who is the real proprietor of that. So if everyone, especially all other animals, follow this, except one entity, that is a human being, he doesn't follow that. That's why he comes to this karma cycle. So if we just follow this Ishavasyam, then we can live for hundreds of years. So we won't get affected by the reactions which we generally get by doing all types of karmas, actions. By doing this, by not following Ishavasyam, we are inspiring Krishna to come on and on and on, come here and do his pastime rather. Right? Because we are perpetuating this particular world. The actions and reactions, and then whole universe is populated all the time. So this is the system. So those who even want to live, follow Ishavasyam, the kal is such that they even cannot follow this properly, because there are so many disturbances. తతశ్చ అనుదినం ధర్మ్యం సత్యం శౌచం క్షమాదయ కాలేన బలినా రాజం నంశతి ఆయుర్బలం స్మృతి. సో బై ద ప్యాసేజ్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ వి సీ దిస్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ ఆఫ్ పవర్ఫుల్ కలి, దాట్ ఆల్ దిస్ ట్రూత్ఫుల్నెస్ క్లీన్లీనెస్ దెన్ క్షమాదయ టాలరెన్స్ అండ్ కంపాషన్ ఆల్ దీస్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఆర్ డిమినిషింగ్ స్లోలీ. అండ్ నాట్ దాట్ ఓన్లీ అవర్ ఫిజికల్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ అవర్ డ్యూరేషన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ and our smriti, memory is also diminishing. That is the power of this kali. So we are helpless. Either we want to follow that, still we can't live happily. And if we don't follow, then the more miserable thing is there. So, overall, the purpose which Prabhupada writes here, that Krishna has to come, that develop a desire to come back. And that's why then secondary reason he comes as paritrana sadhuna vinashaya chatushka. To help devotees who want to follow Ishavasya, to help them and to destroy those who are not following Ishavasya. This is the secondary, but first he comes to re-establish again Ishavasya in the sense. The real dharma, what is devotional service? So Prabhupada writes in 10th canto, 49th chapter, in 8th verse, that there is no option for human beings whether to accept devotional service or not. It's compulsory. Because if you don't follow, then your life is risky. Ashraddha dhana purusha dharma shastra parantapa apraapyamam nivartante mrutyu sansara vartmani. So, for any reason, if you don't follow devotional service, then you are living a very risky life of again coming back to the cycle of birth and death, again and again. And as we see that as the Kali Yuga progresses, it will become very difficult to even think of this Ishavasya and live in goodness. So the main purpose of Krishna coming to to relieve the goodness, so we will not be in the fit category also as the day progresses. Because so many allurements will come and they will make our life more miserable. So whichever ashram we are in, for all of us this is dukkhalayam and ashashvatam. So miseries are there. And however more we want to follow that, this will not work. Because ashashvatam. Day by day, we will be thrown out of the warrants will come that this, your time is up now. You have to vacate. So there is no sort of choice, but compulsion, Prabhupada says. For our real benefit, we have to accept Man manabho madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Whatever we do, whatever ashrama varna we follow, we have to do this. But still, very few people are attracted to devotional service because of every one of us have little degree this very powerful disease of fruitive activity. What is my benefit? So, one of the purport Prabhupada writes that even one will get rid of all anarthas also, but this particular roga will not go, with the small traces will remain there. That's why, now we'll see the series of incarnations Krishna has taken, and he has given different important instructions. Just like Rishabhdev, he gives instructions to these good people in goodness, that remain, follow proper etiquette of human being. So he gives very nice instructions in that, we'll discuss this. Parabhavas tavad abhodha jato yavad na jigyasata atmatat. Yavad kriyas tavad idam manovai karmatmakam yena sharira bandha. So he says that parabhavas tavad abhodha jato, under the mode of influence of ignorance, whatever we do, for getting some material benefit, we will find failure, parabhav. So yavat kriyas, tavat, as long as we do fruitive activity, that tavat idam manovai, our mind will be forced to karmatmakam, to become more fruitive. Karma atmakam means actually he will rather take avarana of karma, that I exist because I want benefits. Karmatmakam, and the result will be sharira bandha. So whatever, even in future, just like we see artho artharthi jigyasu jnani, so even the first few are for the benefit itself. So this is there, and result will be, again, that Prabhupada said, that risky life, sharira bandham. So Rishabhda says, don't do that. Tapo divyam putra kayena sattvam. So everybody forcibly do this tapasharya. But now we see that in Kali Yuga, all these things are very vague to even discuss in common people, right? Because what to speak of following, there is a fight for basic necessities, you know, job and food and everything, even trainings, local, for everything there is a struggle. That's why in Kali Yuga, Lord has incarnated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who gives, okay, you are not qualified, I'll give you directly the fruit. Chirad adattam, nija gupta vittam. So prema namnamrita ati udaram. So nobody has given this. All incarnation lists, which few of them we are going to see, nobody has given this nija gupta vittam. His own treasure property. You know, like donor will give so many thousands of rupees to people, but he will keep the most important treasure with him only. Isn't it? So prema namamrita. So Radharani enjoys basically serving Krishna, taking his name. So that Krishna comes as Radharani and to relish that pleasure, and now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving same to unqualified people. Apamaram. Apamaram means the most lowest of Naradhamas and all. Those who do not follow any sorts of Ishavadam, forget about Ishavadam. The lowest kind of animalistic propensities people are, all of Kali Yugis are actually inculcating, basically. Apamaram. So, no restriction. Everybody is there to take it. It is for everybody. Just like if there is a race of 100 meter race, suppose, and we have to run, and just we have to cross that ribbon, winning ribbon. And in Kali Yuga, people are not ready to go there, actually. So Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are taking that ribbon and running towards us. And just say, you run, and we will help you. But we feel that actually they are trying to bind us. So we are running away from that winning line. That's why it is said, Mahaprabhu said, Durdevam idrisham iha jananu raga. That such a misfortune we have, that such a powerful opportunity is there, but we have not developed a taste in His holy name. So that is the main disease which Krishna wants to cure. That's why He keeps on coming. That is fruitive mentality. Whichever ashram, that's what I'm saying, even in renunciant life, it is a very big milestone which we have to cross. We have to go, we have to pass that. We have to be ahetuki apratihyata, that's what. We don't want anything except pleasure of the Lord. And akhandita. Apratihata. I'll just compare this Maya, how Maya works. Just like it, we have seen that Kali is so powerful that now he has understood each and every move of us. I'll compare Hitler. You know, Hitler was a person who was so powerful that he started his campaign of conquering whole world. So he used to recruit all the soldiers and used to send them, okay, conquer, conquer, conquer. And whoever was very good and they would bring results, they would be promoted and they would be there, his own men, for strategy, how to conquer more and more. But later they found out, all the soldiers, that every people, everybody is dying actually, because in fight you cannot always win. You have to die. And secondly, whoever are very close to Hitler, now he knows that he knows more than enough. So he used to kill them. He used to assassinate them. So the intelligent soldiers, they saw that both ways they are dying. Why not kill him? Kill him. So they plotted to kill him, but just as we see that
He was so intelligent, he kept everybody as a spy on someone else. So everybody is spying. He is thinking I am spying on him, and he is thinking I am spying on him. So nobody's plot became successful. Everybody died. So Maya is like that. Maya. So the point was, with Hitler, you go on war, die. You become successful in war, you close to him, you die. Similarly, Maya, if you sleep on her lap, she will strangle you. Because she will kill your propensity to do devotional service. But if you go, okay, perform devotional service, then she knows everything. What are your weaknesses? So she will create havoc. Just like all ashrama, we know in the grihastha ashram, there are so many things to be for distraction. Atmajaya, Sutagara, there are so many. Wife, children, budget, vast, so many things are there for distraction. But for renunciant, there is only body and mind. But these two are enough for them to get distracted. So either you have a war or a truce with Maya, you are dead. So fortunately, Hitler was dead. But Maya is not going to die. It is like ongoing battle which we have to lose. Parabhavas. How long? As long as we choose fruitive activity as our goal. Then why not, if I am living in this, no suffering, I need enjoyment. So Mahaprabhu is coming, and Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu is coming with the winning robe, and we are not doing it. It's like many times actually when Hitler caught these guys who were plotting, he gave them a gun. Shoot yourself in front of them. So they have a chance to shoot Hitler right there, right? They have a gun. But it is so mesmerizing for them. So like we have an opportunity to cross this winning line. But what we do? So instead of shooting Hitler, we shoot ourselves. And we are running behind. We are running away from the winning. So Krishna is saying, Maya metam tarantite. Mame vaya prabhadyante, Maya metam tarantite. This is the only way. You take shelter at lotus feet of myself, I mean me. You come to me, I will save you from Maya. But we say, no, 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 we don't want. We want to go away from him. So that is the misfortune we are having. So it is just like said, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, man manabho madbhakto madhyajimam namaskuru. But we says, khan khana khan dhan abhag asakto. Khan khana, man manabho, they don't want. Khan khana khan dhan asakto. Who doesn't want money? Point is, the Maya knows that how much you are very strictly following devotional service. And in that, she finds the appropriate weapon to distract you. So most of the people around the world who are basically into the business, so in the sense, not business, in the samsara, we can say, all of us are also in samsara. So we have khanakhanasana in different degree. Individually we have different object which makes that khankhan. For someone will make money, for somebody something else. But that is asakti, that is creating the asakti for each and every living entity to go away from Krishna and closer to Maya. So the most of them, then what happened in Hitler's thing, so many people tried to plot to kill him, but they saw that it is not happening. So they naturally follow him. Hail Hitler. So we just say, that's why, many of us say, Are itna bhakti mat kar, maya ke radar mein aa jayega. Shanti rakh. Nahi to maya will see, are jyada kar raha hai. So she will be more active on you. One of my friend, he's a devotee. He takes coaching classes of, English speaking. He's from Satara, so he started his classes in Pune, Bibbewadi, a very, very genuine devotee. He is such a person who carries his Jagannath Baldev everywhere in his bag. Even in classroom, he keeps it. So, there is a board, but here it is. Now and then, he does this. I mean, very, very pure person. So, after some days, he called all the students with their parents. Then there will be a pushcha vishek for Jagannathji. Only one student brought his parents. So all students, but one Mata-Pita came. And then everything happened, Hare Krishna. And then these parents approached him. They said, "Are mere beto ko bhi apne jaisa bana lo na. Can you make my son like you, Bhakta?" So he really became shocked. You know, generally we make people devotee and parents come, "Are isko kyun devotee banaya?" You know, he was a normal man and now he is chanting Hare Krishna. Generally, we see parents oppose too much bhakti and these parents are personally bringing him. Kare isko bhakt banao aapke jaisa. But later he found from other students that this man has 4 half murder cases. So his parents think that actually by becoming sadhu or, you know, bhakta, he will get some girl actually because now nobody is coming to see him. So are you getting what I'm trying to say? Fruitive mentality. So wherever, whatever is there, motive is fruit. I mean, so even bhakti can be used as a process to fulfill our desires. So naturally, in this Marathi, it is said that pratyekata mulka military dasava. Thoda tumta nahi ne, shedartha, amta nahi. That means everybody should send their son to military, but not mine. Neighbor's son. Because my son will, mera beta, mera naam roshan karega. So they are very protective. Just like Prabhupada writes that in British time, actually, there was, you know, certain, just before independence, it was like freedom fighting is like a, you know, what will they say, breathe the vakya, you know. Everybody was, we want to get freedom from Britishers. So everybody wants it. It's not that somebody has another issue. Everybody wanted freedom from Britishers. So freedom fighters said, "We want main power." So they went to many people. "There is, you want freedom?" He said, "Yes, of course. So give your son." "No, no, no. He will become barrister." So they want freedom, but they actually want their son to go to London and become barrister. So this is the, just like one devotee was saying, he, just like our neighboring country, one reporter came and he asked him, "Who is your enemy, biggest enemy?" He says, "America." "Okay, acha. How many children you have?" He says, two. "So, where you want to send them for education?" "America." So the point got him. So whole picture is, they have understood that their worst enemy is America, but they think that the greatest education where we can get, America. So they will send the son to America. The whole picture is, it is like a half-hand logic people follow. For my benefit, I will do this, and I am not getting satisfaction, then half of the subject, I'll have this person as an enemy. So whole picture what we are making is, the more you try to go away from Maya, we will find that we are more in her grips. Physically, mentally, emotionally, logically, all. So there is only one way to basically come out of Maya's grip. So Prabhupada in first canto writes that, "Aho mahiyasi jantor jivitasha yatha bhavan bhima apavarjitam pindam adatte gruha palavat." In the Dhritarashtra, Vidurji sees that this Dhritarashtra, his 100 sons died, he lost his kingship, still he is rotting in this old age and living on the mercy of someone whom he tried to kill many times.
So that's why he said, Bhima apavarjitam pindam, adatte graha palavat. But this is not his situation. Most of the time, it is everybody's situation. We see, just like Guru gives instructions to his disciples. And by following those instructions, he removes the disciples, actually cleans his heart, and his anarthas are removed one by one. Just like I'll give an analogy that there is a swayamvar of a beauty queen, suppose. And whole universe comes. Everybody has come to marry her. So the one person who from the family is there, okay, so many people now to segregate. There must be some criteria. So he says, so okay, so I cannot ask all the people what are your good qualifications so that I can choose you for her husband. Let me give some short introduction of this beauty queen so that you decide whether you want to marry her or not. So he starts. First thing he says, she's very good, but her mother was prostitute, you know. So suddenly among the whole club, the aristocratic people, they leave. Her mother is prostitute. So they leave. So one chunk goes. So I have analyzed in such a way that these people who leave are sort of anarthas, which goes when we particularly focus on the instructions of Guru. Just like this person from the family of this beauty queen is a Guru who is giving the characteristics of beauty queen, means Maya. That this is Maya, these are her characteristics. See you, if you are fit for her or not. So Guru's main mission is what? Krishna's mission. That don't be fruitive, don't marry her. Maya, what you do? Marry instructions of Guru. So one first chunk goes, then it says that actually she believes in equality. Equality means she will, you know, generally nowadays husband and wife, they call each other as by name only. But she is more than that. She will call her mother-in-law and father-in-law also by name. Just like Shobha wo jo kapde dho lene ka, and like that. Abhi Suresh ji zara bring some vegetables while coming so that I'll take bath in the meantime. So the cultural people who want to live, they say, who will marry her? They also leave. So the madness people have for a Western culture. Nowadays we see everybody they come to into this category. Like Westerners, we want to live. So these people who do not want this madness of a foreign culture, they live. Third, he gives that recently she has filed a case against her ex-husband who was a billionaire. So just information for you. So all the rich people leave. They say, this is a greedy person. She has already filed case against her ex-husband, so humko bhi loot legi. They also leave. So greed. They say, she is very, you know, she has she is very short-tempered. And she very outspoken. Kuch bhi bol degi kabhi bhi. So sophisticated people who are not rich, not aristocratic, but they have a manners to live, you know. They say, oh, we don't want such kind of girl. So harsh speech, they also go. And they say, in last one decade, she has gone through so many plastic surgeries so that, you know, to maintain her beauty. So, she's looking beautiful because she's doing these courses, huh? So be aware. So he said, she is not beautiful at all. So the deceiving nature. So Guru is giving instructions. So if we follow, these anarthas will go. And they say, the last very important thing is, because she was doing so many of these medical treatments for her beauty, she had so many unspoken diseases like cancer and etc. So last chunk. So, bigger thing, they leave. although she is beautiful, we don't want to.
The lust will also go.
So we see that whole world was there, now nobody is there, only one person was sitting there. That was false pride.
So all anartha has gone, envy, if we follow that, but false pride will not go. He said, chalega. Anybody. So Indra was dragged to hog's body and he was in the gutter and Brahma comes and he says, okay, time is up, now you got to go. No, ye mera gutter hai. So he said, I am not here to live here, I am supposed to take you back. So the false pride, so Gajendra says, Jiji vishe naham iya muyakim antar bahishya avritta ebhya yonya. Ichhami kalena na yasya viplavas. So this ichha, false pride, any damn situation, but I want my benefit. This will not be annihilated even after time of annihilation. So we every day sleep for 6 hours when we don't act. We have thought processes, but we get up and we start acting on our desire, right? At annihilation, there is a long sleep. We sleep in Mahavishnu's belly, but again we get birth and we start working. Ichha will never die. So Prabhupada writes that this, in purport, in translation that, this covering is not destroyed even by the power of time. So what can destroy this? So Guru, we have seen instructions we have followed, but Sevaya, Sevaya is more important. If Seva to Guru, that will destroy the false pride. So we every day sing, Dhyayam Stuvam Stasya Yashastri Sandhya Vande Guram Sri Sri Charanaravindam. So that, what type of Seva is needed? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives that example of Jamindar and servant. Jamindar said, what is today in Prasad? He says, Bengun. The Bengun is good, no? So he says, Bengun is very powerful, it's very tasty, we can make it so many. But Bengun is very, have a very bad effects also. Bengun has nothing. So he said, I am saying good, then you also say good qualities of Bengun. When I say bad, you give that. 10 bad qualities. But I have nothing to do with Bengun. I have to do with you, your pleasure. So just take this servant's attitude. Guru says, this is good. Do this. But then Guru says, now do this. Don't ask question. Kare Guru, pahle to aapne ye bola tha. That attitude, sevaya, that will reduce, that will destroy the false pride. Because directly we cannot get instructions and seva of Krishna. On his behalf, Guru is coming and giving. And most of the time this will happen. That, what will happen? Oh, kalantar se change ho gaya. I mean, the instructions has changed and there what Maya catches. And that's why it is said, Guru Mukha Padma Makya Chipchiti Koreya. Every day we say that. So unless and until we do that seva, a little bit, whatever it may be in, with our capacity, then that false pride, that disease of futile mentality will go 100%. So there are many incarnations, Lord comes and in that He gives various instructions into various living entities. All, I mean, everybody's soul is only. So in all species, the understanding, I mean, in human species we have understanding basically. If we go to another lower animal planet, lower animal species, then it will be covered. But everybody has knowledge. I mean, naturally, fundamentally, everybody is, we have amsha of Krishna, we have a knowledge. So Krishna wants to revive that knowledge by reappearing time and again. We see that, you know, he has appeared as Mohini Murti. So in this particular episode, he actually, out of love, he shows partiality towards demigods. He says that iti tad dainyam alokya
Bhagavan Bhritya Kamakrut. So he said that Bhagavan Bhritya Kamakrut. He appears just to fulfill the task of his devotee. What they want? Amrit. They said, for that you come. So he sees, okay, by my association basically, you will be revived. By my actions, you will get attracted to me. And you will forget about all this due to even Amrit here. That Amrit is temporary. Here Krishna is giving so nama amritam, but we are refusing that and we are attracted to so many sort of material elements, objects, and treating them as an amrut. So now and again, time and again, he comes and actually saves us. Even Vamandev. Now here again Indra calls, Aditi says that, please save us. Your sons are beggars now. Bali has taken everything. So Kashyap says, okay, anyway. So Vamandev comes and he has to actually snatch big from everything from Bali. Just for, why? Because he says, if my devotees are very dear to me. But in the process, actually, he makes Bali more powerful than Indra. Bali gets attracted to Vamandev. So, purpose is solved. So, he is not actually partial. He came to inspire demigods to take his shelter. But instead of demigods, demon took shelter. And then Vamandev says that actually, because you have surrendered your false pride, because he actually surrendered his head. Okay, now nothing is there with me. Except me. So he said, Rakshishte sarvato aham. I will protect everything. Sanuga sab parichadam. Your relatives, your paraphernalia, everything. And you can see me every time. All the time, you will be able to take my darshan. Now see what is the benefit he has got. Just by giving up this false pride, which Indra actually hesitated. He never wanted that. He wanted to protect them. Then he came as a Parshuram, and just for a little Phalguni, it is said, that only small aparad, or maybe misbehavior of Kshatriyas. So it is like, what was their main sort of malady in the sense? They said, Driptam Kshatram Bhuvo Bharam. They became very proud. The false pride is very little. If a beggar is there, he will have, oh, I have this space. So we will fight with other beggar. So this little, the limitation is very little. But if you become king, what happens? Driptam. He becomes very proud. And they started misbehaving and with Brahmanas. Abrahmanya Anishashat. So at that moment, the rule was done by Brahmanas. They used to give order and Kshatriyas used to follow. But now they started disobeying the Brahmanas. So actually Shukdev Goswami says that it is very minor. But what he did, he says, Tamo Rajan Avrata Ahan. Because they were so much into passion and the ignorance, the Kshatriyas, he Bhuri Bhavan, 21 times he killed Kshatriyas, and the earth was relieved, all these people of false pride. So, Bhumi cannot bear the burden of whom? The person who has a false ego. False pride basically. And because of that false pride, all other comes back. So, we have seen that Swayamvar, so one is there, false pride, which brings all other again. So if you do not do that sevaya, so everything will come back eventually. Two, three, we'll see more. And like Kapil Dev comes, he gives very nice understanding, very step by step. He says, Nehayat karma dharmaya, na viragaya kalpate, na tirtha buddhi sevaya, jivan api mrutopis. So live very, intellectually. Just follow this. Follow dharma. Do your activity, that will follow, take you to dharma. Dharma should take you to vairagya. And your vairagya should bring you to devotional service. Again, it is not an optional thing. It should be
your goal. Humans should be doing devotional service. Otherwise, jivan api mrutopi. Simple thing, devotee understood, she followed that, and in that lifetime only she became liberated. So nothing hard as such. But the only thing is surrendering to the that false pride is important. So Balaramji came, he saw that false pride. Rishir Bhagavato Bhutva Shishyo Aditya Bhavunicha Seti Hasa Puranani Dharma Shastrani Sarvasya. But Adantasya Avinitasya. So he said everything is there, but he is not humble and he is not self-controlled. Rome Merchant Sutra. That's how he said Natas Seva Aditatpana. Now by Prabhupada's mercy, we are sitting here and giving class. So Adantasya Avinitasya. So we cannot claim that we are Adantasya, we have completely self-controlled or we are completely humble. But because Vritha Pandita Manina, we know that whatever we are speaking is his property. That's why he is saving us from Balaramji's debt. Otherwise there is a very short gap. All of us are giving, if you have this understanding that this is nothing is mine, I am just some messenger. It's his property, Guru's property, and we are just saying it, and by repeating it, we will remove all this anartha, and we will one day become Adantasya and Avinitasya by following all this Shastra. So that's how Balaramji actually established that religion, that those who are basically spreading it should have this, I mean, compassion, I mean, and self-control, basically. Then Lord also comes amongst animals, like Varadev. Then Hayagriva came to save Lord Brahma, Lord Hayagriva. Then also Matsya Avatar came to save Satyavrata Maharaj. So there are so many. So he comes just out of love. The Lord also comes to save animal devotee. Who is that? Gajendra. He comes in such a way, actually, when he sees, so one of the lecture I heard that Gajendra was giving prayers here and there. But then moment he recognized that actually I am the responsible for my disposition. The moment he accepted that responsibility, that I am in this precarious condition because of my previous activities, Krishna gave him remembrance. And then he remembered the prayers given by Indradhanush Maharaj. And then Krishna became so obliged that he saw Garuda is slow. So he actually caught Garuda and started running. So it is said that this is how Krishna is eager to accept us. He is just waiting for give up your false pride. And I am there. So the overall, we come to this situation where, and lastly he comes, he sends his servants to save the devotee. Which pastime? He sent his servant? Ajamil. So he sent the Vishnu Dutas. So he was not qualified at that moment, he thinks, but because he has chanted Narayan, he is not completely purified. That's why Krishna sends Vishnu Dutas. So overall, what is the definition of, then again comes back to the purport where Prabhupada says, Krishna comes to deliver people in the mode of goodness. So the more, so what is the mode of goodness means? Those people who have no false pride. So there is, so we may define goodness in many ways. So that should be considered as external appearance. External goodness. What Krishna wants goodness is? Give up false pride. And then you don't have to find any particular situation. Stane Sita. Shruti Katam. Just stay wherever you are. Whichever ashram you are, whatever duty you are doing. Just hear pastimes and Tanuvan Manovir. Offer your body, mind and words to me. You don't need to shift anything from any situation. You can do anywhere Manmanabhava Madhvakta. While doing that, Mayarpita Manobuddhir Mam Anusmara Yudhachar. Just doing your duty. Remember why you are doing it. And for his guru's order and remember me. In that way, we can understand that finally we'll conclude that. So, there is no competition in devotional service. This whole world is Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam from everybody. So, if somebody says that there is a safe ashram, find safe ashram, it's a myth only. Shruti Gata. Stay anywhere, everywhere and just do follow Guru's order. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaur Premanande. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions you can meet later.